Radio Style.
It's your boy Red.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And I'm your co-hostess with the most of CL Styles.
Hey, and you are officially tapped in and tuned into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shut up.
Hey, what's good, Mud Talk family? It is Friday. We are happy to be here.
Yes.
It is a season 4 finale, so we got a lot of things to talk about.
Episode 60
to celebrate. Can y'all believe we've been doing this for 60 episodes?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah. But we are glad that we have been able to bring you guys some amazing entertainment and information for these last 60 episodes. And today we have a special guest on the show. So if you don't know, Gospel on the Green is a huge event here in the city, a huge gospel event. It's coming up in August. And today we have Mr. Rob R.C. Campbell on the show. He is the founder and the organizer of the event. So we're going to talk with him all about Gospel on the Green, how it became, you know, what it is today and what we can expect this year. But how you guys feeling? Let's do a mental health check in real quick. How y'all feeling? How you feeling?
I'm tired.
I feel it. Yeah, I took a nap before I came here.
I wish I could have. It would have been nice.
What about you? See?
I'm great, man. I have no complaints.
I bet you don't. From Miami. A whole
no, not Miami. Duval County.
I don't know. I feel like you're channeling Miami. I don't know what Duval vibes are, but
it's these vibes.
I don't know.
You have to come.
I have to.
You have to come for a visit.
He's definitely giving vacation vibes right now.
Like you just got off of a cruise ship.
I wish.
Like I was glowing. You are glowing.
Well, thank you.
He's giving
thank
Uncle Craig
you.
Today.
Thank
Uncle Junebug.
Uncle Junebug.
Uncle Junebug.
You look like you cook me hamburgers and hot dogs on
I
my
do.
Grill.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I don't want to toot my own horn, BD, but I do.
I'm ready for the kickback.
Do you wear your Jesus sandals when you barbecue?
Yeah,
no Bluetooth jeans and sandals.
I was about to say you don't got the Star Trek. Beat me up, Scotty.
I don't.
Not yet. The answer is not yet.
Not yet.
He's not there yet. He'll get there soon.
Yeah,
so
speaking of earpieces, the Shy is back.
Yeah, it is.
We haven't seen the return of the earpiece yet.
Yes.
I always look forward to it.
Yes. I'm definitely excited the Shy is coming back. You know what ain't came back yet that I'm waiting for? Where's P-Valley?
Yeah,
I've
never seen
P Valley.
Oh, well, you better go catch up. You already
know what the P stands for.
Oh, that P?
Yeah. Not Praise Valley. That's what you think.
We are talking about Jesus.
No, not in P Valley. They're not.
No, there's no Jesus in P Valley.
They're on their knees, but they're not praising.
They
have
their rules. Just a whole show about peace.
I don't know.
Watch it at your own discretion.
Yeah, that's why it's on Stars. You got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's that kind of
show.
That's like the late night.
Yeah.
You can catch up on Raising Kanan and all the rest of them, The Shy.
Yeah, I've been watching Raising Kanan. I haven't gotten to The Shy yet. But.
Yep. So after you get done watching about drugs, go ahead and watch some Strippers.
Might as well. Strippers and drugs.
All the same life. All right.
Probably could be on there with your money phone in his video.
I would love that.
That's true. Yeah.
She definitely could be on there.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Let us find out. We watch the stars and we see you come across the screen with a money phone. That's insane. All right. Well, y'all know we can't get the show started without doing what we call Big T with the And this is where I give you all of the latest celebrity news and gossip because these celebrities keep me with job security because they always end some mess. But first off, let's get you caught up on the Diddy trial if you haven't been watching. Let's get you caught up real quick. So Sean Diddy Combs, and all this news comes from TMZ, y'all. So this is just allegedly, all right? Don't come for me. I don't want
just
no
an overall blanket allegedly.
Yes, I don't want Diddy trying to blow up my car or nothing like that. So
allegedly.
But Sean Diddy Combs, former executive assistant George Kaplan, is taking he took the stand actually Thursday morning, which continued Wednesday afternoon testimony in the second week of Diddy's federal sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York City. Kaplan was asked about the prosecution about carrying cash for Diddy, and he said he took $50,000 onto a private jet, and once he picked up $10,000 at a Western Union on behalf of Combs Enterprises. He was asked about Diddy's long-term relationships. He said he was aware of girlfriends Cassie, Gina, and Kim, which is the mother of Diddy's children, Kim Porter. He was asked why he didn't intervene when he witnessed the violence between Diddy and Cassie, and he responded, "My career." Kaplan described a particular incident on the private jet to Vegas where an episode between the couple occurred. He testified he heard glass breaking. He said Cassie stayed in the back of the plane. Diddy came up and asked him to get creams to conceal the bruises on her face. And Kaplan said he later paid for those supplies using a corporate credit card. He later also said that he eventually saw too much going on and he decided to get out of the business with Diddy.
I have been following this trial like completely. Yeah, and here's my thing. I am waiting. If they really are trying to prosecute him, they have done, in my opinion, nothing but proven that they had a domestically violent relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just waiting for like all of the charges he's actually charged with to come in.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. Don't get me wrong. I mean, everything that I'm hearing, especially what Cassie went through, was awful. Mm-hmm. But I'm just waiting for them to bring in the actual charges that he's being charged with. Like, yes. I haven't heard anything about human trafficking. Wasn't that part of it?
Yes.
And I haven't heard anything about that. And I know there's a lot more trial left, but it just seems like every witness they keep bringing in is just talking, it's always about Diddy and Cassie's relationship.
Yes.
And I'm like, he's not on trial for domestic violence.
Yeah.
If that's what they wanted, they should have put him on trial for that.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard, I mean, maybe, so the credit card that you were talking, that's the RICO. You're trying to connect the fact that he uses, like a credit card to buy makeup to conceal a domestically violent situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that qualifies as RICO.
Yeah. You should have been Diddy's lawyer, the way you just handled it.
Listen, I... Listen.
Girl, watching crime TV.
She locked in.
I watch this shit all the time. I'm like, ah, darn it, I was the first one to go. I watch this stuff all the time. Yeah. And I feel... I don't know how I feel about it, because I don't really have a preference as to one way or the other if he gets, you know, charged or not, or if he goes to jail, but I just don't think that the prosecution's doing anything to do yet.
Yeah, it just sounds like to me, like you said, there was definitely a lot of domestic violence, but then a lot of just Diddy just being freaky. I mean, you know, I mean, I definitely don't condone what he did with Cassie. I felt like with the Cassie situation, I think one, she was doing it because she was young.
Yeah.
And two, if you read the court case, she was locked into a 9-album record deal with him. So she pretty much he wasn't releasing any of her music. And so how can you leave a situation when this person basically has control over your career?
Absolutely. And your money.
And your money and everything.
It is textbook domestic violence. Like, if you look at it, it's the cycle. Like, and even looking at their text messages, it was like there was a situation and then it was, I'm so sorry, let me spend money on you. Okay, I love you. And then just go back all the way around.
Yeah.
And I was almost wondering, did she get the money because of what happened to her? Or the money that she got from the lawsuit because she didn't get her albums?
I almost feel like with that money that he paid her, I almost think it was like a kind of keep it on the hush type of thing.
Yeah,
like, I'm
going to pay
you. I don't want you to have to come over here and do this because I see these things coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
So I just need to give you this bread, be quiet, so I can get through this. And I think that that's what it is, because I agree with the both of you. And I was just having this conversation. I think it's a situation where he was just a nasty old man.
Mm-hmm. He said nasty old man.
Man.
Freaky. Like, don't say nasty.
Nasty.
He was nasty. Everybody's got their own thing. Like, if some
he was on a whole nother level.
Are you talking about sex? Are you talking about like the domestic violence?
No, I'm talking about the sex.
Yeah.
He's just a nasty old man, and they had a very toxic relationship.
Domestic violence. It was beyond toxic.
For sure.
Yeah.
And again, I just think with the money that they're saying with the RICO, I think that is a stretch.
They're trying
to reach
it. They have it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, did you spend money on the corporate credit card for the drugs?
But you know, the other interesting piece is I was watching the CBS thing, you know, every day they come with it. And two of the pundits were on there, and they were saying that the prosecution was doing a great job and the defense was not. And I'm like, are we watching a different trial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
You do.
And I don't see that at all.
Yeah.
Like, interview some of the, and maybe they haven't, but like, or they have it coming up. Where are all the celebrities that were underage when they came to these parties?
Mm-hmm.
That's who they need to be calling up the stand, because that would then qualify as trafficking if they were having to do sexual things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does definitely seem like you said, a lot of this about the domestic violence part. And I'm kind of confused, because it seems like the main person they keep referring to is Cassie, when you have all these other people
who are
involved. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, Justin Bieber, maybe he'll testify. And maybe he doesn't, maybe that's later on. But But like, that's the one person, that's what, there was like two celebrities. He was one of them. They're like, he was at parties underage. Mm-hmm. Things happened.
Yeah,
was that's it him and Usher?
I was about to say Usher.
Yeah, it was a female too. I forget who the female was.
Corinne Stephan highlighted that in her book about Diddy Party. So it's just surprising how long. And I read that in high school almost 20 years ago. So it's just surprising how long he got away with it before somebody, you know, made him accountable.
All right, well, let's move on. In other news, let's talk about SZA. SZA is sticking up for Megan Thee Stallion. Now, if you don't know, y'all know Tory Lanez just got stabbed in jail. He got stabbed 14 times by So, but SZA is sticking by Megan Thee Stallion and telling Tory Lanez supporters to either get their mans or be quiet. The diamond-selling rapper found herself in alignment with a post on social media on Tuesday, which she shaded Tory's team for seeking public attention instead of alerting the government to the new evidence that was found. Now, the ball is in Tory's court. Florida Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is in his corner and told TMZ there's new video that proves that Megan Thee Stallion is shooting was not real. But SZA says, if you ain't got no proof, then y'all just need to STFU. So she is not.
It wasn't real. Like, it didn't happen.
Well, not as far as real, but saying that the shooting, like, it wasn't Tory Lanez that actually did the shooting.
It was the girl.
It was Kelsey, the girl.
Yeah.
But SZA went online. She went on Instagram. She made a post and she basically said, look, if you ain't got nothing good to say, then shut the heck up about my girl. So, but.
Like, Megan also came out and said, leave me the fuck alone. But she don't want to.
See, it was not me.
She was quoting.
She definitely said, leave her alone. She's so tired of her name being attached to his. So.
Yep.
Okay. I'm all about right is right and wrong is wrong. Right.
You about to get us down, so...
No.
Okay.
No.
Should we say allegedly first?
No, we don't need to say allegedly. Okay. But my thing is this. All right. Yes, I agree. She does not want her name to be associated with Tory Lanez, but her name will always be associated with Tory Lanez because of what took place.
Yes.
Now, this is the thing. If they have someone that's coming up and saying, hey, I saw it, I was convicted, he did not do the shooting, right? Mm-hmm. That's not his. His defense team has to come out and say that, right? Mm-hmm. The man was just stabbed 14 times in jail.
Correct.
Now, the other piece is, if this guy's been stabbed 14 times in jail, and obviously it wasn't just a stab that's supposed to slit your wrist, it's supposed to like kill you, right? He survives that. If he is not supposed to be in jail, where's the justice for him? I'm not saying I don't know what took place. I'm just going off of the facts. So yeah, I know she don't want a name to be mentioned, but it's always going to be synonymous with Tory Lanez.
But he's sitting in jail because he shot the gun, allegedly.
Yeah. Right.
But now maybe didn't.
Yeah.
But then my thing is, Tory Lanez, if you didn't do it, why would you even admit to doing it in the first place?
That's the piece.
That's what I don't understand. If you ain't, especially knowing what is on the line, knowing that you can go to federal prison for years, why would you admit to something that you never did?
Who is the girl that supposedly shot?
Allegedly, it was her best friend, Kelsey.
But nothing to do with Tory Lanez. Like, he wasn't protecting her.
No, they were having an argument about Tory Lanez. Well, Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez were, but apparently Kelsey and Tory were too.
So he could have been defending her. And maybe that's why. I mean, that's for a side piece. That is a hardcore defense.
That's like, crazy.
I'll go to jail for
you. That makes you think they was really getting down.
That's what maybe beyond the side, because I don't.
Yeah. It just goes to show, you just got to be careful who you choose to date, be careful who you choose to lay with. Just be careful.
Yeah, and be careful of the situations you put yourself in, because this wasn't just like a regular night. This was like a drunk, alcohol fueled night of them arguing, coming home from a party type situation.
Yeah.
So you definitely just got to be careful of the situation with yourself.
And you definitely can't drink with or around just anybody.
Yes, let alone drinking with a gun.
Yeah.
So, all right, and the last piece of news, let's talk about Chris Brown. Chris Breezy is out of jail, y'all. So for those of you who were worried if your tickets were going to be canceled for the Breezy Bowl, don't worry about it, because guess what? He's out. So he was released on a $6.7 million bill in London from an incident stemming from a 2023 assault charge in the UK. Breezy let his 144 million Instagram followers know he would be heading from, quote, as he said, the cage to the stage beginning on June 8th. That's crazy.
It's a new slogan. It's a new slogan.
The Cage of Sage. Chris was charged with grievous bodily harm for allegedly beating music producer Abraham DY upside the head with a tequila bottle. See, that's it.
That's tequila.
That tequila gets you in trouble.
Stay away from it.
I can't do it.
I was with it until I saw that said tequila. And I was about to, I would have understood, but he said tequila. So,
see, this is why I don't do it. I hit somebody with it.
Yeah. Make you well, they do say Don Julio make you act Julio.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So before being granted bail, Chris was originally slated to appear in court on June 13th, but now he's able to hit the road throughout October. And who will be on tour with him is Jhené Aiko, Summer Walker, and Bryson Tiller.
What a great tour.
I'm happy he got out in time to make it to his daughter's birthday. Like, as kids, you know, they shouldn't suffer from the parents' mistakes. So,
all right. Well, that was my big tea with the tea. And you know, I got some tea. I'm going to steal it here first on Mud Talk. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. And when we come back, we have my tips with tea today. And today I'm talking about five things of what you should or should not do in church. Because there's a lot of things I'll be doing in church. Okay. I told you I was going to church today. So, five things of what you should. No, well, I mean.
Nah, I go to sleep anywhere. So,
that is one of my tips today. So, you are one of the people that I'm talking about.
Hey, Shay.
I'm
going to sleep
at the bar.
That's crazy. So. So, five things what you should or should not do when you're going to church. And then, of course, we got Rob R.C. Campbell's in the building, so he's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. But we got to go ahead and pay some bills to make sure y'all keep it locked, y'all. It is Mud Talk.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business or organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
We want to give a shout out to our season 4 sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC. Email them at aservantsharttoledo@gmail.com. That's two T's. Or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season 4 sponsor.
Hey. What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. Before we get into anything else, we'll say shout out to our season 4 sponsor, A Servant's Heart. We appreciate you guys for being the official sponsor of the Mud Talk show. And we appreciate y'all for everything that you guys do. Shout out to RC. We're going to get into that during the interview as well, too. But we also got to thank one more sponsor. Who else we got?
We have ENT Transportation. Going somewhere? We got you. ENT Transportation is a low-cost transportation services that offer service to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, work, school, and even airport runs. Service must be scheduled 24 hours in advance. For more information, call 419-820-0549 or 419-578-0549. 8040 ENT Transportation.
All right, so shout out to ENT Transportation for everything that you guys do. Let's get them a hand clap one time.
That was more than one time.
Yeah, it was a few. It was a round of applause.
I mean, it's a holiday weekend, so ENT Transportation would be perfect for this weekend.
Yes,
hit them up.
Yes, and remember, as we said, it's cheaper than Chipotle bowl. Two Chipotle bowls or Breeze Pan.
Yes,
cheaper than the Breeze Pan. All right. So before we get into anything, we told y'all we was talking to RC today about gospel on the green. But I told y'all I got my tips with T. And so today we're talking about five things that you should or should not do in church, because I just want y'all to get right before y'all go and praise the Lord, because I be seeing y'all do some things.
Is the first one, don't drop the F-bomb and cuss during your podcast.
Oh, no. That's trap church.
Oh, that's right.
That's trap church. This is just regular church. We're regular Jesus.
So right? this is Sunday morning.
This is Sunday morning.
Okay, this is all white Air Force One church.
In the Lord's house.
Okay. Yes. Church is all black Air Force.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. This one is just Jesus, not Jesus Devontae. Right. This is regular
this Lord? Jesus.
Yeah. Lord.
Lord.
This is Lord.
Yeah.
So all right. We're talking about white church.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. All right. So tip number one, don't go to sleep, man.
Shay said, I already knew.
Sorry, Shay. Am I going to hell?
You know, that's between you and God, you know? I mean, he did say peace be still, but he didn't say go to sleep. So.
I pray in my dream, so.
Man, maybe Shay just feels really comfortable in the presence of the Lord.
The Lord makes you feel good.
But if you can go to church, if you go to sleep, if you can manage to go to sleep in church, you at the wrong church.
That is true.
That's
church should be jumping.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. The church that Shay goes to clearly ain't jumping.
Although she said she doesn't fall asleep in the club. The in the bar too,
so. I've been in the club, fell asleep at the bar, eating popcorn. Like,
that is very true.
Shay, you need to talk to your doctor about that.
Well, I'm in the club. It's my kids I need to talk to.
Okay, yeah. Let your mom sleep.
Yeah, no. Please let her go to sleep.
I got woke up twice during one nap yesterday.
No, oh, man.
It just won't work.
I know. I
just fell asleep 10 minutes in.
No, man. All right. Tip number two, find your ministry. If you can't sing, don't join the choir.
Okay.
I don't understand. Agree. If you are a great musician, you're a drummer, go be a part. You know, go drums. If you are a good tambourine player, get you a little tambourine player. Yes. But if you cannot sing, that is not your ministry. You need to find your ministry. Sometimes your ministry just might be, you might just be a good usher. You might be good.
Yeah. Or you might just be a good listener. Just sit in the pew and just take
it's your
okay.
word.
It's okay. Be okay with it.
Yeah.
That's an attack.
Yes. So, wow.
Hey, did you join the choir too?
I'm
I was about to say, she's two for two. Yikes.
Man, I thought you could sing. You karaoke the other day.
I mean, I tried. I would definitely try for the Lord. Okay.
So, yeah, find your ministry, man. If, like I said, if you can't sing, don't join the choir. All right, tip number three. Don't come to church smelling like the burning bush. That's what I'm gonna say. Come into church smell like the burning bush.
What if
bush.
It's for medical reasons?
No, that is
medical
not the bush.
Yourself after church.
Yes.
What if they get anxious around big crowds?
No.
Yes.
Well, God is supposed to take that away from you. Okay. But
yes, that's
that is
said, that, come to me, all who are weary.
Yes, we are weary.
Not come to me after you smoked your blunt.
You leave
he
that for trap
all.
Church.
What do you got to take off?
No,
the
takes
Lord takes is here for you with me.
I've been in services where people have came in and see it's. If you're coming off the streets, it's cool because it's like we not judging you. We just happy that you're here.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're somebody who goes to church all the time.
He's talking about the regulars, the members.
Yeah. The regulars.
You know, I mean, and I know they say come as you are, but he wants to talk about that. He wants to talk about that.
Regulars ain't getting no pass.
That is not the bush that God was burning.
No.
Okay. No.
We don't know that.
That wasn't that bush.
We
all had a picture Bible growing up as a kid, and we saw what that bush looked like.
And also, Jesus was white in that book, too.
Okay. And that's a fact.
It wasn't a marijuana plant.
That was white.
That's a fact.
Don't condone that. Yeah.
It could have been not.
That axe spray just might not be as strong as they thought that it was going to be.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't try to cover it up.
So don't do it. Tip number four, don't come to church in your pajamas. Put in some effort.
I feel like don't go anywhere.
I mean, that's true, but there specifically church, because you look like you should be a Bedside Baptist. You definitely should have not come to church today. There's a reason why they have virtual services. So if you knew that you weren't in the mood to put on pajamas,
no.
You feel me? Have a pajama party at home. And
I love that.
Lord.
I will do a pajama party online church. Like, that's fun.
Yes.
I'm not going to go there.
But they're not doing pajama parties in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
All right, and tip number five, turn your ring off in church. Yes. If we are in the middle of a service and we hear bend that thing over and let it breathe in the middle of service, we got a problem.
What is it? Bend over, get on your knees, and pray.
Pray, something. Not that. But that ain't what you're talking about. Shackles on your feet is good. Yeah. But your hands on your knees, not good.
No.
Okay.
Not for your ringtone.
Yeah, not for your ringtone.
And don't answer it. I'm sorry. Don't answer it at the top of your lungs.
No. Or most people do like this.
Oh, I've heard people like, hello, I'm in church. I'm coming back.
So, yeah, man. And I just feel like, who has a ringer in 2025? Like, people still have ringers.
I kind of want a ringtone, but now I have a ringer for different people. What so, y'all
never seen the video that went viral where the pastor was up preaching in his phone room? Oh, and he answered.
Tell me, what was the ringtone?
It was just a regular iPhone ringtone. Okay. He answered it and was like, I'm gonna preach and I'll call you back. And the whole congregation busted out laughing.
You know, if you go, your ringer go off and it's like, mustard! Like, come on, man. Not another church.
I would probably get down with that though for just a second.
You would?
Maybe just
it. You probably turn around and be like, I like that song too.
No, I wouldn't do
that. If you at the right church, the usher will give you one of these.
All right, man. Well, that was my tip of tea, and that was five things of what you should or should not do when you go to church. So hopefully y'all take heed to that because church is coming up this Sunday.
So go.
Well, you kind of was two foot five.
Yeah. Two out of five.
It sounded like the other one might have been two and a half.
I think she's three.
She might have been five for five.
45 or five.
Why y'all put me on that? Yeah, let me guess.
He without sin cast.
That's crazy. Oh, all right, y'all. Well, we told that we have a guest in the building. We have Rob R.C. Campbell, who's here in the building from Gospel on the Green. What's good, Rob? How you feel?
Man, I feel good, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. I've been watching what y'all doing the whole season. Y'all on season four, so
yeah.
I've been, from the beginning, I've been watching you from when you very started, mm-hmm. The vision, and now you got the whole team, and what y'all doing is incredible. So
we appreciate that. Thank you. So let's get into this real quick. So before we get into anything Gospel on the Green, because we are an international and global podcast, but not just local, kind of tell the people who RC is.
Well, I'm a family man first, a godly family man, I'll say that. Musician. Mm-hmm. Artist, producer, entrepreneur, whatever, promoter, whatever, I kind of wear a few hats.
Okay.
But for the most part, I'm just kind of just known for anything musically.
Yeah.
Whether it's studio, I've owned a couple studios. Mm-hmm. I've had labels here, started a band here, which is Wall Music.
Okay.
So anything musically, and then I've played at a lot of the different churches. Mm-hmm. I started off playing at 16. I was traveling with the Young Professionals, playing in different clubs and lounges and stuff, mm-hmm. played with different artists. So that was, I'm 30, 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's kind of like, my start with the Young Professionals with Courtney Dwight, which is a Music Soul Child's music director.
Okay.
My brother Tubb, Calvin Fraser, he's a phenomenal, world-renowned producer. He's in L.A. He worked with, Dietrich Haddon to Raheem Devon, Dwele. He's been to the Grammys. He's, so these guys kind of is who I got my start with them, being the little brother in the crew, and James Jones as well. So I got my start with the Young Professionals. I was the drummer.
Okay.
And they grew me with this music thing. So from there, being up under them, they had their label, Posmov. Mm-hmm. I was the little kid, a little annoying kid in the studio that couldn't touch nothing. Mm-hmm. And I just learned all of this stuff. I was just soaking up all this music and production. They had instruments, keyboards, guitars, bass, MPC. And around that time, that's when I learned to engineer, producing, all of that stuff. So, like I said, anything musically is kind of like what most people know me for, whether it's playing instruments, producing, or promoting. And then in the last maybe 6 or 7 years, I kind of ventured off into A Servant's Heart, which is the company where we work with individuals with developmental disabilities. So that's kind of like more where I'm, going now as I'm in my 30s, but most people who know me, like if I always tell people, if somebody called me dude, they family. Mm-hmm. Somebody call me RC, they probably know me from music.
Yeah.
And then if they say Rob, it's probably from the business side.
Okay, okay. Now,
what do we call you?
Rob, RC. Just don't call me dude. That's weird from people who I didn't grow up with. But most people call me RC, and I'm okay with that.
So you made a shift from music to a servant's heart to work with mm-hmm. people with developmental disabilities. Yep. What caused you to make that shift?
While doing music, you know, you got to have a job. Mm-hmm. So when I wasn't traveling, I was working with in the DD field. Mm-hmm. My very first job at 18 was working for an agency. I ain't giving no shout outs to no other agencies right now, but for sure. But my very first job was working with an individual who has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. And I did that for years. Mm-hmm. Like it became to where it didn't feel like work.
Yeah.
Then I realized like, okay, I don't even say I realized, it's just those was the only jobs that I actually could maintain. And the reason I say that is because factories didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
It was too strenuous, you know, and the scheduling wasn't flexible enough for the music. Fast food I did for like 2 days and I was like, no, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
But with working in the DD field, it kind of gave me the flexibility that I needed. And then it was easy. You know, it's like everybody can't take care of people,
right.
But some people they do it and it's not even, it's second nature.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, for some people, the first thing they think of when you think of individuals with DD is they think, oh, I'm not wiping butts. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. But if you think about it, I mean, we're most of us here are parents, you know, mm-hmm. or most of us going to get to an age to where somebody going to have to wipe us.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have family members that need to be taken care of. So if you go into it with that mindset, then you'll understand. And it's a reward. You know, it's very rewarding knowing that you're taking care of somebody who can't do these things for themselves, especially when you know they appreciate it.
Yes.
So that's kind of how I got into that. And I just never got out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I worked my way up to totem pole. And before you know it, I was doing ESP work. And I was team leader. Then I was manager. Then I was director, and then I went and worked for the state for 6 years at NODC, and then left there and took two more director jobs. I was working with two different companies, running their companies, and somebody was like, yeah, you running these companies, making all these people, you know, money, why don't you run your own?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And then my pastor prophesied it to me, and that was kind of like the stamp. She said it to me. She was like, yeah, this God showed me, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And that year I took off and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And we here now 5 years later.
Wow, mm-hmm. that's dope. Now, was it hard to make the shift from going from music to working with developmental individuals?
No, because honestly, it kind of go hand in hand because music is one thing in that field the developmental field.
Mm-hmm.
It's universal. So sometimes music will control some of these behaviors. It will calm clients. It was the one thing that would merge.
You know?
Sometimes I would use music as a way to build a relationship with the individual. I would say, hey, what type of music you like? And then at that moment, if they say, oh, I like Eminem or Snoop Dogg, now we can have a conversation because I know who Eminem is. Well, what's your favorite Eminem song? Before you know it, y'all done bonded.
Yeah.
Over music, so it kind of was the merge. And then once I figured that out, it's like, okay, how could I make this work on both sides? Mm-hmm. So a servant's heart, which is where we at now, with Gospel on the Green is what funds Gospel on the Green.
Okay.
You know, it's the business that gives us the resources to be able to do Gospel on the Green.
Okay, and then, well, let's talk about Gospel on the Green. So this year, you did something special. You turned into, instead of one day, it's been 2 days. Kind of take us through the process of, like, how did Gospel Green get started, and how did you make the decision to expand?
Well, it came from, when I was younger, my mom and dad both are super into gospel music. My mom was a choir director. My dad was a quartet singer.
Okay.
My whole family is involved in music. So when we were kids, my dad was also a DJ. He was a gospel DJ on 1520 back in the day. Y'all probably don't even know what that was. Gospel. We had a black gospel on station here.
Really?
I'm trying to think who Brenda and Lewis was the owners. And they also had a gospel record store on Detroit. you know where Hobbs Barbershop is mm-hmm. at?
Yeah.
Stanley's right there.
Yep.
It was a gospel record store.
Okay.
So my dad worked at the record store and he was a DJ. So we stayed up on all gospel music as well as going to church. My mom was the choir director. So we was just super into gospel. That's all I knew until I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't know no other music. So they used to have gospel fest back in the 90s
mm-hmm.
down at Portside when downtown Toledo, what you see now is not. Portside was like mm-hmm. the big thing. So once a year they used to have gospel fest.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Margie Hope, Lewis Newsom, some of the pastors from around would put this festival together mm-hmm. and all the gospel groups. It wasn't like they were bringing in big artists.
Yeah.
They would do like all the local groups, all the churches, everybody would meet downtown for this one Sunday of the year mm-hmm. in the summer and have a festival. Different groups would sing. So as a kid, I just remembered that. So one day we were having a conversation and we were just talking about Gospel Fest. And mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I should bring that back. And it just went like that. The very first, as soon as we had the conversation,
mm-hmm.
I called down to the city. I was like, well, we should do it at Ottawa Park. I called the city. They gave me the permits. And that year, I think we brought in maybe, I don't even remember who it was. I think it was Paul Porter and Crystal Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it together. Got a flyer, booked the artists, and put the flyers out.
Yeah.
And opened it up for vendors, food trucks. That year, I didn't even charge the food trucks. I didn't charge no, you know, I was just like, let's do it.
Whatever. Yeah.
We had sound. Man, we packed this park out the very first time we packed it out. It was probably 1,000 or 2,000 people there.
Wow.
So it went so well, and everybody was like, you got to do it again. You got to do it again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, we can make it an annual thing. We did it the second year, and then that was the year it took off. I mean, it was, everybody was parked all on the grass, the hospital. It was so many cars and so many people that the city called me literally the next day and was like, we're not giving you a permit for this ever again.
Wow.
It's way too big. You can't do it here. It's a fire hazard. It was too many people. Y'all parked all on the grass. You know, we make parking spots wherever we go. And we was blocking all the fire lanes. The Toledo Hospital was complaining. We was parking in a parking lot and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And they was like, no, you can't do it no more. So from there, I was like, it thing kind of just took its own legs.
Yeah. How did that feel to have some people come together for such a good cause, especially, you know, giving God praise?
Man, honestly, I would say I think with my relationships and my building plan for different people in different ministries over the years, that people just kind of was, you know, I have a relationship with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So because of my history here, people trust me when it comes to doing certain things like events, because I put the work in, I put the time in. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing here. A lot of people don't do is they don't prove themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't pay their dues. So it's like when you've paid your dues and people know that this product is proven and we know you're a good guy.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get over on people. You're not trying to pull a fast one. You're honest and you really doing it for the love of the music for God. And so I think it was that, like, my reputation went before.
Mm-hmm.
And then people was like, OK, now we got somebody from the next generation, because it's people older than me,
mm-hmm.
you know, that does different things. But I feel like myself was like the voice of the next generation.
Yeah.
I knew what, you know, us, our age bracket would like to see when it comes to the gospel stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want it. We ain't really uptight, not saying that the older people are, you know what I'm saying, but we more relaxed.
It's a different type of
we chill. Yeah. Our swag is totally different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the way we praise God
is different.
It's different than you know. We're not super religious. We're not
Rap gospel has become a
yes. Trap gospel.
I love you, good trap gospel.
We love trap everything.
I do. Yeah. Trap Jesus.
So
trap
that's
Jesus.
Really what it was. It's just giving people something that they can latch on to that they knew was honest.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll say this before I ask my question. You forgot to mention one thing when you was going through telling everybody what it is that you're doing, telling all of the folks what it is that you're doing. And one thing that you left out is you a good person. So backdrop, I'm not from Ohio. Mm-hmm. But when I moved up to Ohio, my brother was here 1 year prior to me and he introduced me 2RC. And when I got here, he showed me who I need to go to for the barbershop, anything that I needed to know. He did that. And then I was able to see you, you know, with your DD client, and how that relationship was. He was with him every day.
Yeah, for sure.
Every time I saw him, I saw him. I saw you.
You still see me with him from time to time.
And, and still see that because of that bond that you had. The other piece is you doing what you did with Gospel on the Green. It's no wonder why it is where it is, because you went and took it to the turquoise. You know, like how you go to the beach and you see like different shades of blue. My mama coined something where it was like, take it to the turquoise. And if you have an idea, if you can go to the shallow end, but it might not grow. But if you're willing to go all the way out there where it's really, really blue, and you hop on it and you just do it right then, right? You don't tear, you don't wait. It's going to continue to grow, right? Because you've been obedient. My question for you is, since we're speaking about Gospel on the Green, and I'm putting you on the spot, if you had to choose between three top artists, dead or alive, who would you want to see at Gospel on the Green?
Rance Allen would be number one.
Okay.
Rance Allen, easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when, shout out to Suzette, I'll give her a shout out, African American Festival.
Good lady.
She was one of the ones who took gospel music, even with her festival that she does, and made Sunday Rance Allen Day. Like, we didn't have African American Festival when it was over on Parkside on Sundays. Rance always closed.
Really?
Rance Allen always closed. No matter who she had on that ticket, Rance Allen was always closed. And I'm the significance of that is he's Toledo. When you think about gospel music and you think about the one person who really put us on the map is Rance
Allen. Is he from Toledo?
He was born in Monroe, Michigan.
Okay.
But he spent probably all his adult life here. And when I say he's the guy, when you say Toledo, Ohio and gospel music, it's Rance Allen.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
R.P. to Rance, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
If I had one person, it would be Rance. Rance would close every year.
Okay.
Every year.
I got still you got two more other. Though. You got two more though. I know you're closing.
Everybody, I'll say this. Everybody that I don't want to give out no treats.
Sure, sure, sure.
But everybody that I want to do it gonna end up doing it.
That's great.
Yeah, they're gonna end up doing
and
it.
They
the Kirk Franklins, the Maverick Cities. Yeah. We already having those conversations. The Mary Marys. Like this year we're bringing in Ty Tribbin and Fred Hammond and Kiki Shear is literally just the beginning of where God gonna take this thing.
Keep going.
So when I tell you it's gone, I would say give me 2 years with God's grace, we're gonna be getting those people.
Keep going.
So I'm gonna say Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
And Rance Allen, Kirk Franklin, and probably Lecrae.
Lecrae, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a nice little blend.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah,
and it's something for everybody too. Mm-hmm. No matter how old you are.
And CC Wine is just like my
honorable mention.
She in my back pocket.
Okay. Because
I want to be able to bring it to a place of where we merge the ethnicities. I want to get it because, like, it's gospel has a stigma to where it's typically the black part of Christian music, and then Christian is the white part of Christian music. Now you see the merge of like the Maverick Cities and the Chandler Moores and all of those where you seeing black and white on the same stage, the Tasha Cobbs along with all of the, you know, so I want to get to that point to where we bringing in both sides of it.
So my follow-up question to that would be this. You're talking about that blend. Would you ever create, I know you create music as well, create a music where it's like a album where it's that blend. Has anybody ever done that? Yeah,
that's what that's literally what Maverick said. Literally what it is.
Okay,
if you get some time in your downtime, I always tell people listen to gospel music in your downtime, don't listen to it at a time to where you got to focus on it. If you're cleaning up around the house, play gospel music.
Driving to work,
Just play it. Play gospel music because if you have to focus on it, then you're going to give it too much thought and too much energy. But if you just play it and let it get in your spirit, before you know it, it'll change the atmosphere. It'll change how you feel. It'll change the trajectory of things. So I always tell people, only your downtime is the best time to listen to gospel, because sometimes those words get into your spirit, and then that's what we need. That's where the healing comes from, the life changing come from, all of that type of stuff.
And I would say, even not even just like when you're, you know, you have downtime, when you're feeling down.
Absolutely.
Not just that idle time when you're feeling down.
100%.
Like, I'm quick to throw in that Ty Trevette album, Corinne Hawthorne.
Yeah.
All those, you know, that came before me. My aunt, Mary McLaurin Glover, who was on the Bobby Jones show for years. So I love that music when I'm feeling down, and it gives me that sense of
Bobby Jones. That's crazy.
And uplifting. Yeah, I have a picture of him and my mother.
That's crazy.
And it's just like, yeah. So I've been in the church, you know, here all my life.
You talking about with Bobby Jones?
Fantastic McLaurin sisters. Yeah. So
40 years of. Every Sunday morning, you just get
on BET.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. You don't get that no more. That's crazy.
Well, now you get a bunch of Tyler Perry repeat shows and Baby Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even on Sunday.
I don't think that has the same vibe. It doesn't really.
Not at all. Definitely not.
See, my problem is I'd be so focused. Like, so me, even when I work out, I have like a gospel playlist that I listen to. But on my gospel playlist, it's like the Florida Mass Choir. Like, I like
you old school.
I
mean,
so you like to go to first service, not second.
Why he go to the church he go to, because the worship center is like 50-50. You're gonna get that old traditional, but we gonna get loose too.
Now, what's how y'all start church?
10:30.
That's too early.
No.
That's good.
That's
what time I
have. Gonna be out by 12.
My church starts at 12.
Yes.
Shout
out to Canaan.
Yes. Shout out to Canaan. Shout out to Bishop Randall Parker, man.
He's gonna be hosting. He's first of all, they won't let me get another host. Him and Reverend Perry. They was like, nah, you're not getting no more hosts. We got you.
See, that's what I'm talking
about. They doing both days this year, like you said. It's a weekend. This year,
because he's gonna come straight from church to gospel on the green. You know why?
That's if he started go to church.
What time did your church go to?
Like 1:15.
Yeah, about a good hour and a half.
Yeah,
my sister's the worship leader over there, so
yeah,
that's family.
Yeah,
I used to play for Pastor Parker when it was New Kingdom.
Okay,
on Nebraska.
Yep,
when it was just that small little box church. Now he didn't spread his wings and doing the merge with Canaan.
Yeah. He's like, I'll be telling you, he's like the Kirk Franklin of the city.
Yeah, that's my guy. That is my guy
I love seeing the change from, because I used to go to Canaan back in the day, like I think I was like 16, 17, you know, before Bishop Parker took over. And yes, just seeing the difference in the church now. Yeah.
But like I said, the swag is different.
Yes.
The whole Jesus swag is totally different.
Yeah.
You go to these, y'all see, if y'all went to those concerts and those tours with Kurt Franklin and Ty Tribbett and all them, even the way they dress, the way the music is presented, the lights, the camera, the way they're doing their tours.
It's different.
Like, it's appealing to, and this is the thing, if you don't evolve, you'll get left behind.
Yes.
At a certain point, we felt like gospel music was possibly going to be left behind.
Yeah.
But shout out to Kurt Franklin and Ty Tribbett because they took a lot of backlash for being edgy. You know, being edgy. When people was like, oh, no, we don't want to hear that. They wanted to hear the traditional.
Yeah.
But it's so much you can do creatively in gospel music. And I don't think you should limit yourself based on just the sound, because it's multiple sounds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just as much as it's R&B and different types of R&B, neo soul. It's so many different things you can do, but you got to be open to be creative. And then us as the consumers have to be open to, just because I don't like it don't mean that it's not for somebody.
Because you're at the early service.
And if we're being honest, a lot of R&B was derived from gospel.
A lot of people started in gospel.
Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin.
Her
dad was Reverend C.L. Franklin. Mm-hmm. You know, so some of our top dogs, Ron Isley, they come from where their parents is pastors, and Ray Charles, that whole genre. And I mean, we can talk about that all day.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So I got to put you on the spot again, right? All right. So you know they have like the debate, right? Who started trap music, right? You got Tip that says he started, mm-hmm. but you got mm-hmm. Gucci that also says he started. Yeah. I'm personally gonna go with Tip because he named the album Trap Music. Now we're gonna correlate this over to gospel music.
Okay,
who do you think ushered in that whole sound? Franklin. Okay, yeah. All right, thank you. I thought the same thing as well.
You go back to the Revolution days.
Yeah, ushered in. Yeah, ushered in that sound. Yeah. Yeah.
Revolution.
Yes.
When he dropped Revolution, when Stump came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Stump came out, people lost their minds. It was like, what is this? Yeah.
We hustled to Stump at my mother's wedding.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Get Ready for a Revolution. That album.
Yeah.
Classic. Was nobody producing gospel like that.
Yeah.
The sound, sonically, he was the first one using those 808s mm-hmm. and those drums and those snares that we hear that Lecrae and them, all of them using now.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin was the first one.
Yeah. I knew gospel was changing when I was in the club one time. And I heard Mary Mary. No, it was Mary Mary, and it was, it's the God in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had my cup, and I was like, do I put this down?
I didn't know what to do.
But I was like, okay.
That song was hard.
Trap drums.
Yeah.
Trap 808s.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Why can't we use that stuff in gospel?
Yeah.
Why can't we use the MPCs and the synth sounds mm-hmm. and the low bass? And
yeah.
the, mm-hmm. why can't gospel music be banging in our trunks?
Yeah.
Right. Can.
You know?
Yeah, why it can. Most definitely.
And what Kirk Franklin and them did was say, okay, we appreciate Andre Crouch and James Cleveland and Yolanda Adams yeah. and all of them, but it's a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
And gospel music is evolving.
Yeah.
Whether y'all like it or not. And guess what? After them, somebody will take
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what like Maverick City is absolutely. Doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so,
absolutely.
And this is why I absolutely love that Kirk Franklin and Maverick City went on tour together.
Yeah,
it was like the perfect combination.
It was the marriage that we didn't know we needed to see that we got.
I was like, okay, it's like Kirk Franklin and the new
and
group.
If you think about it, that opened up the opportunity for Tasha Cobbs mm-hmm. and Maverick City.
Yep.
That opened up the merge where you see Israel Houghton
yep.
and the Clark sisters touring together.
Yeah.
Israel is what we think is CCM, but he can do both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's another level that I see that's going even especially with the producers and the musicians and the level of creativity mm-hmm. and the way we can produce music so fast. And, man, and the way people can consume music so fast.
Yeah.
I can make something tonight and put it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And people will hear it.
You know,
and it'll go viral.
And I can mix it, master it, do all of that right at home.
Yeah.
And before it took months to produce and you know, but now it's like it's a different era, man. And if you're sitting back thinking that they still recording records in real time and with tape and cut and all, man, we're not there no more.
Yeah, we definitely moved on. Yeah.
So church is gonna take off. Like I feel like that's the next
it's
one.
Coming.
I will be here for it. I will be here for it.
We're gonna open one.
Like take the Bible and put it in trap one.
We've been trying to open trap church.
We want to. Yes. Just take the Bible and put it in a trap form. I've said this to this day on this show. I've always said, you're not going to tell Mary just one day just was like, by the way, Joseph, you're about to be a father.
Yeah.
You're the baby daddy. Mm-hmm. No,
right.
I don't believe that.
There was a conversation. But
this is the thing that's good about it is in order to do what I believe Gospel on the Green does is the one thing that made me keep it going is because a lot of people that know me know I used to host club parties too. Mm-hmm. I used to promote. I've brought Bobby V here. I've brought Young Dro here. I've done, you know, and we were doing while music was doing secular shows where we was doing all R&B and stuff. So what Gospel on the Green did, it allowed me to, because I got the relationships with those secular people,
mm-hmm.
those people that I cannot convince to come to church, I can convince them to come to Lucas County Fairgrounds.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I remember my friend, Kenny, who now is a member at Canaan Manifested Word mm-hmm. Church. When we did the first Gospel on the Green, he owned the bar at the time, and he called me after Gospel on the Green. He was like, "Bro," he was like, "I cried the whole time I was there."
Yeah,
he was like, "I haven't been to church since I was little." He was like, "And that feeling that I got from being there," and then I had a lady that was 90 something years old that came all the way to Ottawa Park. They had to drive her to the back because she couldn't walk down the hill on the steps.
Yeah,
this older lady. She said, "Young man, as long as you're doing this, I'll be here to support you."
That's what's up.
So when you take the merge of a 90-year-old woman and a club owner and get them in the same environment, that's what gospel music does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it ain't nobody's church. Yep. It ain't one person up there preaching. We ain't raising no offering. Yeah, we charge, but that's to cover our expenses.
Yeah.
But we also give away stuff. I go around giving away tickets. I let so many people in for free because it's not about the money.
Yeah.
If you know how much that this festival costs, the tickets should be at least twice what they are.
Yeah.
But it's not for profit. It's just to bring people out one day. Well, now 2 days.
Yeah.
Where we don't judge. We don't wear suits. We don't wear ties.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody sitting up tight in the pulpit. You know, we don't have a set musicians.
Yeah.
We rotate musicians. All pastors come. When I tell you, every pastor probably in the black community, and now even Cornerstone's pastor. I don't like Cornerstone. No. But you know what I'm saying?
You wanted to say that white church pastors. You know, I've said before
at a black church. But no, bringing in that other audience.
Yeah.
You know, bringing in that other audience that don't get the opportunity.
It's a whole ministry. Outside really of the church, that's just a ministry.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, definitely outside.
And
of
I feel like it's me doing my part. We all got a part to play.
Yes.
And I just.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So I got a two-part question. For one, can you tell the people the date and time of the event, mm-hmm. dates and time, and then kind of explain to us the two-day breakdown this
gotcha.
Year?
So what we did is it's 2 days this year because I want to give my vendors an opportunity to make money both days. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest thing in my food trucks. Hey, let's give it 2 days to where y'all can come out here and set up. That was the first thing. And then the second thing is we have so much music here in the city that last year I wasn't able to give a lot of local talent opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was instead of me taking one day and trying to cram everybody into one day, I split it up into 2 days and I can put 4 or 5 locals on Saturday, 4 or 5 locals on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm giving more people opportunities.
I love that.
And then I just decided, hey, I'll have a headliner on Saturday, which would be Tim Rogers and the Fellas and Fred Hammond. And then Sunday will be our big day because that's, you know, what we're known for is that Sunday. So Saturday is kind of like a warm up, but you're still getting Tim Rogers and Fred Hammond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
food trucks
and all of that. Yep.
And you can't beat Jesus.
You can't beat food trucks.
And then Sunday you're getting Kiera Sheard and Ty Trippett.
If you purchase the ticket, does that grant you access for the 2 days?
You can either purchase a Saturday ticket mm-hmm. or a Sunday ticket. Saturday tickets is $35. Sunday tickets is $45.
Mm-hmm.
Or for $65, you can get a weekend pass.
Oh, okay. Totally a good deal. Get the weekend. Everybody go get your weekend pass.
Get the weekend pass.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
And then, you know, and then come. And then this is another thing that I've been telling people when they reach out to me. You come Saturday. Another reason I love the fairgrounds is you can set up a tent anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as it's no bigger than the 10 by 10.
Sure.
It's August. Bring you a tent. Set your tent up, get your spot. You got your spot for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, once you get in there and get comfortable, it's first come, first serve. We didn't do no special seating this year. We didn't do no.
Yeah, the whole fairgrounds.
The whole entire fairgrounds. Yep. So that was more the reason why. And then shout out to the fairgrounds. Erin, she's the lady who runs the fairgrounds. She's so whatever we ask for. Yeah, and when I tell you, I went to her and was like, I want the whole weekend. And she was like, okay. I said, what else is going to cost me? She was like, the same. So it was like another day.
Yeah.
She was like, you can get the whole weekend.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good. That's
so how early do I need to get in to put my blanket?
You need to get in there. You need to be there at gates open at 4. I would say we're going to start letting people in to start setting up around like 3.
We need a mud tournament.
We do.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
We do.
That would be crazy.
We do.
And then y'all can do interviews right off to the side of the stage. That'd be dope.
Say less. Look at us getting that media clearance and Mud Talk for sure.
Can I get a badge? I'll make it myself.
We're gonna get y'all some media passes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we get y'all some media passes, backstage passes. Y'all can just have full access.
That's what's up. Look at us. Well,
free of charge. So y'all don't have to get tickets.
I'm gonna learn a lot because I like gospel music. I don't know a lot of what you're talking about, so
yeah,
I feel like I need to go listen.
I need to open up like a little school on the merch because I'm into gospel, but you wouldn't believe I'm a hip-hop head.
Yeah.
I'm an R&B head. Stevie Wonder is my favorite.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
I listen to it all. Jazz.
Yeah.
I'm a book.
Yeah,
I like all of those things too.
I mean, we've been trying to take you to a black church for a long time.
I mean,
too.
I just gotta get out.
Canaan is a great start.
Yeah,
and worship center.
I'm the worship.
Yep, yeah. And Mount Pilgrim, and. Don't give me the plug. And
I'll go.
Mount Nebo, like a little tour. Jerusalem, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take the white girl on tour.
You have to go to these different
white girl visits the black church.
Yeah. I have.
That's your new segment.
I'll say you should go with. go to worship center and Canaan first.
I will say this. I have been to black church multiple times, just not those churches.
Well,
yeah, you're gonna catch the Holy Ghost at least one out of the two. Listen, we start at 10:30. You can leave us and go right over to Canaan. They start at 12.
They're all gonna say,
that's a lot of church in one day. I'm gonna
say,
don't get me wrong. You're bringing me back to like when my parents took me to church growing up, and it was like Sunday morning, Sunday night.
He was there all day.
Monday morning, Wednesday night. That was my whole childhood.
We ain't doing that.
I didn't even go home. I was friends with the pastor, so I didn't have to go home.
I get it though, because I mean, I've done revivals. I didn't been in 6 week revivals where you go for 6 weeks straight.
Oh, we have revivals too. Yeah.
Tarrying services where you're there all night, lock-ins and all that.
Oh yeah. That sounds like my childhood.
I mean, I love God too, but you know,
it's a lot.
God, no, I love me. I can hear after a while, I'll be like, where's the Gucci?
Here's the thing, too. You can't be too so spiritual to where you know earthly good. Yeah. And we got those people who so spiritual, they can't tap into the earthly realm.
Right.
The Bible says, you know, it's spirit don't dwell with man always.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's going to be times to where we're going to be human. We're going to have error. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to need to pray. Yeah. We're going to need to, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to have, I ain't saying it's too much, but it's a balance.
There has to be a balance. Because honestly, no matter, I would say for me, going to all of that church service, I didn't really discover a relationship with God till I was like 16.
Yeah.
Like, I was raised in church. I probably was there at birth for days. I mean, but it just took
and then you got to think, like, people got lives. We got to work.
Right.
Yeah. We got kids. We got things our kids. My daughter's in dance. My son, hoop.
Yeah.
Like, so when you got life set up that way, you got to have that balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't just be all church
all the time. Yeah.
Well, tell that to a PK. Like, growing up, it was church.
So you get it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. So what are the dates for Gospel in the Green?
August 2nd and August 3rd.
August 2nd, August 3rd. And tickets are available right now, right?
Right now.
Okay. And where can they go to get tickets?
You can get them at Toledo Urban Credit Union.
Okay.
Bridges Beauty Salon. I'm sorry. That's my mother-in-law and my wife's beauty salon over on 966 Reynolds, I believe the address is.
Okay.
You can get them here at Servant's Heart main office.
Yep.
We got them here. 3209 West Sylvania Avenue.
Yes.
And then we have a fourth location, which is Kim's Cakes. And that is on, I don't know the address.
Should we Google it?
Yeah, is it Main? No, it's not Main Street. It's over by the casino.
Are you doing Eventbrite as well?
And Eventbrite,
off Miami,
absolutely.
Off the Miami Street exit, on the east side. Okay,
absolutely. Kim's
and you can
Cakes.
Get cake there too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, the best cake in the city for sure.
Well, cake and gospel.
Cake and gospel. I know that.
Yeah.
And if you are listening internationally and globally, man, buy a ticket and fly in. Come on out to Gospel Green.
When I tell you, we've sold tickets to people in LA, we've sold tickets to people in Nashville, we've sold tickets to people in Michigan, Seattle. I had people call me and say, we book rooms. Where can we book rooms at? So when I tell you, we got vendors from out of town.
Yeah.
And I say this thing has taken its own liking and people is, it's going to be a lot of people coming here from out of town coming. That's Ty Trippett is their favorite artist, and he don't come this way all the time.
Yeah.
So
what kind of food is there? I need to know the food.
Oh, food.
You don't
trucks.
Have to tell me the truck's names, but like what kind
chicken,
of
chicken. We got a taco truck. We got
sold
a dessert
food.
Truck.
Taco
we got a barbecue truck. We got Toledo wings. We got Stacks chicken.
You just have a cheat date. You're a cheat date. It's because I like a taco.
We got Blazem, gourmet funnel cakes.
Shout out to Rashawn.
Yeah. Oh my God. All the food.
Now, okay, let me ask you this. Are all your artists locked in?
Absolutely, 100%.
So you guys aren't looking for more artists?
No, okay. No, the stage.
So don't come to those places. Buy tickets only.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put you on stage.
No, for sure.
Not there, but no.
Maybe in the future. Yeah, in the future. Now, I will say I've tried to give every local gospel artist here that platform, and mm-hmm. I believe I have. Mm-hmm. And I will continue. Because I don't believe in building stages and not put your people on those stages.
Absolutely.
So, the stage is set. It's ready to go. I can put that itinerary out right now. Yeah. The times and everything.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, make sure you get them now. You've heard all the locations. You can get them, including the Eventbrite, too. If even for the people in Russia who like to listen to us at 2 o'clock in the morning, come get your Jesus.
You definitely don't want to wait last minute.
Yeah. No, don't wait. I do want to shout out if I can. Glass City Youth Choir, that's the kids' mm-hmm. choir. Yes. They'll be singing. University of Toledo's Gospel Choir.
Okay.
Right
here.
So it's going to be a collective of some kid acts and some. It's going to be churchy for sure.
All right. Well, we've got a little game that we like to play on the show called This or That. And Shay is going to give you two options, and you got to decide whether you're going to get with this or whether you're going to get with that.
But it's not this, that, or both.
It's not both.
It's not like that. If it's both, I got to take a shot of water. Or nothing like that.
We're gonna take shots of water.
Nah,
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Cracking nosy.
He's getting real giggly.
All right, so here on Mud Talk, we like to play a game called This or That. I'm gonna give you two options. You can give this, or you can give that. So let's get into it.
Okay.
So Knicks or Pacers?
I love Tyrese Halliburton. I'm going to go Pacers.
Pacers, okay. So you want to see them win the entire finals this year?
I ain't going to say that.
He said that wasn't a choice.
I want them to beat the Knicks, though.
Oh, okay.
But I want Ant-Man to win the finals.
So that's my next question. Timberwolves or Thunder? So you already said Timberwolves.
I'm a Shea fan, though, but I love Ant-Man. I love his swag. Okay. He want all the smoke.
What about y'all?
I don't like.
Well, my team already lost, so the Cavs, man, they was already gone.
I got for the finals. I got Pacers in Oklahoma City.
Okay. I didn't really have finals going on because
I
don't follow the NBA.
Oh, but you do.
I love the Pacers. Yeah. They don't really have a superstar. They just play as a team and beat you.
Yeah,
they got a great coach.
And if they need Hallie,
he pulling up
always,
every time.
All right, Meyer or Walmart?
My wife gonna kill me. She hate that I grocery shop at Meijer.
Oh,
they have some great deals. Though.
She's a Kroger.
Not always.
She's a Kroger. Yeah, Kroger.
Yes.
But I love Meijer.
Do you?
I'm a Kroger, but Meijer got shirt, that 7 for 7.
And yeah, some grocery.
I gotta go. Kroger and Meijer offer points. Yes, they do. They have imperks.
You can get 3-in-1 at Meijer. I love Meijer.
Kroger, you can do the same. They got a gas station.
I'm not getting a shirt out of Kroger.
Well, they can have them at the one Kroger.
The cutest shoes I've ever owned, I got.
Yeah.
For women, though.
I don't know your shoe price.
Meijer for me is like.
I have a problem.
That's my all in one.
Meijer is like a bougie Walmart.
It is like a bougie Walmart.
It's a bougie Walmart. It is.
My wife don't like. She hate if I buy. She won't even cook the chicken wings that I buy.
You have to like change chicken full tag off of them.
Yeah, she won't cook them. She's like, I only use this brand.
I will not get my meat from Walmart, but Kroger, yes.
I don't like getting any groceries from Walmart.
What about the chips and stuff?
I go to Kroger. Me and Kroger have a good ass relationship.
We do too.
Mm-hmm. No, Meijer is high. Meijer pop was cheaper than Kroger and Walmart. Like, I went for pop for a baby shower a couple weeks back.
So you didn't get no Big K. It was the
real. I love
it.
Big
was
K.
The real Pepsi. No Rockstar Sour.
It wasn't no dew drop.
I was trying to impress these people. I was hosting my first dinner.
Hey, you can impress me with the right Big K. You got great orange.
You roll in with Dr. Thunder. I
what's Big K?
See,
it's the Kroger brand.
We got to turn him on the Big K.
You don't even go to Kroger, so you don't know.
Our brand in Florida was Check.
He probably only goes the health.
What's
Big K's Kroger brand?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to where?
Check was our off brand.
Like the off brand.
Like off brand.
No, Che.
Oh, that's the brand. It's actually like a,
I went
like
to Publix for the first time when I was in Tennessee. It wasn't that bad.
Did you pronounce it Publix when you first walked in there?
Yeah. What was I supposed
Publix
to?
Publix is the best.
What did you Publix. Say?
I said Publix.
Who Publix?
That's crazy.
And this lady was in the register. Hey. I swear to God, she looked at me and she goes, it's Publix. And I said, I
how did you say it?
She goes, it's Publix. And I was like, it's Publix. It says Publix.
Publix.
Publix. Publix is the best.
But it says
Publix. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. But it's also expensive.
It is. Yeah. It's worth it.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent like $120 on taco stuff here, so I don't even know.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Granted, I was feeding the family, but
that's still a lot of tacos. Yeah.
Some taco meat.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
But you're getting that value though when they come and they speak to you.
I'm thinking about that. No, there's no value from Conveyordale, but we not even gonna talk about that.
All the public people are gonna hate that.
See, we don't have problems at Kroger.
No, not at all.
She live and die in my Kroger.
I'm telling you, and they always have a deal. If you get the app, you can get points.
Oh, and those digital coupons.
Yeah, digital coupons.
And now you can use the cash back. Yes. Off your groceries instead of gas.
They have like
Kroger delivery for sure.
By the way, they should totally sponsor us right now because
we've been name dropping a whole lot. Yeah. Kroger sponsor Mud Talk.
Yeah, right. Please.
Thank you.
All right, Stevenson or Zapita?
I don't know. Neither one of them.
They have a boxing match coming up. So
Shakur Stevenson.
Okay. See, yes, my man. Shakur. That's what I'm going for.
Easily. Speaking a foreign language.
Listen.
Shakur is a defensive fighter. Yes. They're always going to win until you got to run in the tank, and then no.
Yeah.
And then no.
Yeah. Well, if he ever got a fight, Gervonta Davis will be the only time he lose.
Okay. I can respect that, definitely. All right. Glass half full or half empty?
Half full. You halfway there.
Okay.
You always halfway there.
Yeah.
All right. Talk or text?
Talk. Yeah. I can't really. I mean, I like to text, but it's like short and sweet.
Right.
Like, I'm not sending. If you get to sending me paragraphs, it's a wrap.
See, I'm the opposite on the phone. When you call me short and sweet, all that other stuff, come on, man, get to the point. But if you text me, cool.
No.
Sure. Yeah, send me a whole paragraph.
Send me a whole paragraph.
No, I can't. Okay. Nah. Yeah. Third line, I'm like, nope. And I just, okay, give it the thumbs up. You're not getting the response. Anymore.
Yeah, no. So when people call me, I put the phone on mute. I get to walk around the house.
I'm the thumbs up king.
Yeah.
Oh, that thumbs up. We can't be friends because that thumbs up pisses me off.
I'll be like,
you will get 5 paragraphs.
What do you feel like that thumbs up?
You know what? Thumbs up is a big F you.
It really is. It really is.
No, but it's more like you're giving me too much at this point.
Right, but yeah, I can't.
Thumbs up.
That's how I feel like when people don't. On Facebook, like they watch on Facebook, and that blue thumbs up, it will really piss me off.
No, if you hold it and they get bigger,
I don't want to make one. Big thumbs up. I don't want to make
one. Jesus.
No thumbs up.
No
thumbs up. Or that right. Don't say K or thumbs up.
No, K is inappropriate for males.
Yeah, males should not say K. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Either O and K
are okay. Why is it inappropriate for a male?
Males cannot say
get into that conversation. No, don't text me, K, if you're
a male.
If you text RCK, you probably gonna block you.
I'm sorry. I'm sure. Because I don't know what that means.
Because it's I feel and y'all can back
it's womanly.
Yeah, it's like a K. Like it's like that. Yeah. It ain't. It's not like okay.
I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. It just sounds like a jerk.
I told my uncle. I was like, no, you can't do that.
Because you have to stop people.
I think older people. I don't know how old your uncle is, but I do think older people sometimes like don't get it. They don't understand that you just because like I've done that with like.
I think the worst thing is older people that text.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
No, my mom has a flip phone still.
So really?
She has to go through each number.
Oh my
wow!
And I actually started to appreciate her texts a lot more because I know she took a lot of time in that, like an hour.
I'm not a talker either. I have my people who I will talk on the phone to.
Yeah,
but because I'm. In this business, you always constantly on the phone. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't like to be on. Now, I have people I will sit on the phone for hours.
Yeah.
But no, I'm short and sweet.
Yeah.
My thing is FaceTime. Do not FaceTime me.
Yeah, I'm not down with FaceTime.
Give me a lot instead of an appointment for FaceTime.
You're right.
Yeah. If you FaceTime
my wife, I'm going to sit there and look at the phone. Now. So I can FaceTime
her. You want to FaceTime your wife?
She don't have an iPhone.
But
I feel like it's generic to call me on Messenger. Like, no, you could just have a fake. You could just get an iPhone and we can FaceTime.
She doesn't like iPhones.
Yeah. No, she's team and well, yeah, she's team. Mm,
she got the green bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. But that's she crazy. Don't. I like, and then she like, we can just do Google Video. Now I gotta download an app.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know that video.
Oh yeah, I'm in the same boat. My husband is an Android head.
No, we should be able to just boom.
But you want to FaceTime?
I want to FaceTime.
I don't want to FaceTime. Yeah.
If you listen, honey, I want to FaceTime.
No, that was like a where's the all one?
Is we don't have. One of those.
Give me that A.
The clap. A is the
no.
cackle.
Oh my God.
Yes.
C is for clap.
There we go.
So this I just want to FaceTime.
So Britt is the person where if it's 20 people in a group chat and 19 got an apple, she the one that makes it.
Yes.
Yeah. She's the one that, and you can't see it.
Yes. And you can't get out of the chat.
My kids.
Yeah.
Brittany, I need you.
My kids can FaceTime. They got iPads and they FaceTime me all the time. She's still like, how is my 4-year-old FaceTime?
Brittany, get an iPhone.
Yeah.
You won't regret it. And I don't think everybody call her from
the kid, like the kid's iPad to talk to her.
You don't get that privilege until you get an iPhone.
And you're right. She's holding up the whole group chat.
Yeah.
But then you can't leave the group chat because it's that one Android.
And the group FaceTime. Because you can group FaceTime.
Brittany, you see what's happening?
Y'all can't play none of them.
None of that.
And now I got to download all these apps for you.
Yeah, but I've never played an iMac. Game
but you could if she had an iPhone. Yeah. It'd be like a date.
It sounds like y'all could do a lot of bonding if she just got an iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah. Brittany, get an iPhone.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And you can keep the droid. Like you can have two phones.
Oh, yeah. Oh shoot. Two phones.
All right.
One for the first time and one for the
one for everything else.
You got any more to that?
All right, Colgate or Crest?
That was a good one.
Listen,
good
one. Yeah, I got to know if I'm coming with that.
I know. Colgate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I got 4 boxes of Colgate on my dresser right now.
You see?
No, I just buy everything in bulk.
Oh, okay. I'm just playing like
no.
Okay, I got you.
Like you know how you go somewhere it's like they got Colgate for $1, you just
have
like, like no, I'm gonna get a bunch of them.
In that 3-pack for $5.
I just transferred
you got the Colgate.
I literally just transferred my son to Colgate. I was like, sir, the way your breath smell, no more kids Crest. You need grown man.
Oh, grown man.
Once you start getting the smelly
heat, yeah. I was like, no, you gotta use
you can't Colgate. Even
no more. Yeah, no. Yeah. You need serious. We need.
You need this.
I like the Colgate with white.
We need serious toothpaste, sir.
Yeah. That should be part of the puberty talk. Like deodorant.
No, it's important. Deodorant and toothpaste.
Yeah.
And Listerine. Like I gargle and then brush my
teeth. Is it the like old school Listerine?
Yeah, it's
like,
the gold one.
Oh yeah, the gold one's the best. Yeah. The gold one's hardcore. I love it.
I like the green one.
Mm-mm, that's an experiment.
No, none gets you right like that,
gold. No, that gold one. You probably like take off all of that.
Yeah, no, but it's the best one.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, that was it for this and that.
No, all right, well, that
she
was quick and easy.
The toothpaste.
She sure did.
That was right like that. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, before we get up out of here, y'all know we. Typically, we do FYF on the last show of the month, but we're not doing that.
Shows.
Not in the gospel show.
No, what
today.
Is FYF?
After feelings.
Yeah. So,
say it.
Forget, or
F it. Yeah.
She already said it.
Do it, though.
No, we're going to shout out.
We're going to do shout outs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to be respectful.
I mean, unless you have something you want to talk
about. You got something you want to get off your chest.
You got something you need to get off your chest.
So, FYF is where.
We're not going to use you guys' platform.
He's like, I got a
unload.
Maybe
after Gospel on the Green, I'll come back and we'll have a
therapy session. We'll do that.
Yeah, because I can fuss all day. Listen,
I can too.
Yes, I can fuss all day, man. Listen, when you're dealing with staff and human beings, let's fuss.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The general public.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that on the show today. It's all about shouting out the good people, all right? So does anybody have any people they want to shout out?
You know how we love our friend Greg?
Yes.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Greg!
I don't know how old he is. He probably wouldn't want me to say that. I love
you. Yeah, Greg watches us all the way from North Carolina.
All the way from Raleigh.
That's what's up. I want to shout out to all the teachers that made it to the last day of school today.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to anybody who's last
day. I have a whole week.
With kids?
Yes.
Wow.
You got a week left? Did y'all start a week later?
No.
Wow. Y'all must took a 2-week
break. We care about education in our district.
We do too.
We do too. Man, that was
we want children. I'm just kidding, because all we're doing is having kids having carnivals.
Especially because, you know, Tashley Burney is watching right now, well, so we care.
I didn't say she didn't care. This wasn't we care more than you. It was we care about kids.
It was the subtle shade that was in there. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just mad because I can't be done.
Yeah. But shout out to all the teachers that made it. Shout out to the parents, man. They get to take a break, relax, kick your feet up. But I know y'all trying to find some camps and stuff to send y'all kids right back out the door already.
They had them for a whole half day.
Yeah. So.
And there are camps out there. So get out.
I like to have my son at home. We hang out.
Yeah.
He cool. He ate. Now my daughter, you got to get up and go somewhere.
Yeah.
you gotta go to that. But me and my son, we just be chilling.
Yeah. All right. Anybody got any shout outs they want to shout out? See, I know you just came back from the Punta Cana.
Yeah, he did.
So
I got a shout out, man. Hey, shout out to Rise and Shine. My nephew just graduated.
Shout out to the graduates.
Yeah. From school, I should shout out my little brother also graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Monte, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got to shout out my son. My son graduated to college while we was gone.
We got nephew. Yeah. We got little brother. We got kid.
So shout out to my son, Marquise. He got his degree in social work. So that's what's up.
Man, you don't even look like you old enough to have a son in college.
Well, now you know.
Hey. And I see.
You didn't say that, but I said my son graduated.
No, it's the graduate. Wow. But your son graduated from college, too?
Yeah, he graduated last
week. But we did solidify.
Thundercat,
right?
I don't think quite yet. I think the Thundercat is 45.
Yeah, we solidified that.
So I turned 44 in July, so I think I got two more good cougar years.
Yeah,
and then you would
be a Thundercat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the Thundercat era.
Big purr.
You said big purr.
Yeah.
Big purr. I have to work on that. I don't know how my Thundercat sounds. I don't know.
Well, shout out to y'all for inviting me. For Absolutely, the season finale. That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. Season finale, episode 60, man. 60 episodes.
So we appreciate you for sponsoring our whole season.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I'll be back sponsoring it.
Unless
y'all fire me and kick me off.
No, you're not fired.
But I'll be back.
Hey, and can I say one thing, too? Because it's been on my mind. For individuals, like, just listen to what I'm saying. Make sure that you finish your breakfast. And when I say make sure that you finish your breakfast, like, we all have a place where it is that we need to go and where it is that we want to go. And sometimes we can look towards lunch and dinner and not take care of that breakfast. So make sure that you finish up that breakfast, you tie up those loose ends, and then you can move on to where it is that you gotta go. So for individuals that might just be overlooking a few things, might not have got on those things that they said that they were going to do, finish that breakfast. So you can move on to what it is.
I feel like you have to do a backstory to this. You need to some more.
You just gotta finish your breakfast. That's because I just felt like
order your steps.
He just got off the cruise.
Yeah, I just felt
he
like
he just felt like giving a word on the gospel.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Finish that breakfast.
And that was the word from Uncle.
I love it. You know what? This is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah,
it is.
There you go.
It is. Big facts.
Yeah.
Do I eat breakfast?
No, I'm a coffee guy.
Well, finish your coffee then.
Yeah,
I'm gonna finish my coffee.
The whole coffee. Yeah, I'm gonna drink my coffee.
Mine is orange juice. I love orange juice.
I like orange juice.
I like.
I'll be tearing it down.
Two cups of coffee and I'm good.
If you put some champagne in my orange juice, I'm a bigger.
Oh, like a mimosa.
I had nothing before I got here.
You had a mimosa.
Yeah, it was nothing.
No, I was just asking. They had a mimosa at your salon.
That's a nice salon.
Okay.
Man, that's what's up.
You gotta drink while you're
man.
Is it like free of charge?
The first one.
Yeah, it's complicated.
I asked her if I could have seven, and the girl looked at me like, how is that big? I'm totally kidding. I don't want seven. I just want one. Thank you.
Man, my barber got to step it up because at the shop, they don't offer nothing.
No.
not a water, not a beer, not a snack.
I think they need to.
They don't.
I'm
just saying they don't.
Barbershop should.
I'm gonna talk to Ron about that. I'm gonna talk to Groom when I go tomorrow. Actually,
I would like to say we got a boutique. Me and my sister's getting ready to open up a boutique.
That's what's up.
June.
Okay.
Our grand opening is June 21st.
Okay.
So we got a spot on Airport and Reynolds. The name of the boutique is Garden of Eden.
Okay.
And it's themed off Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Which shows y'all we're gonna have men clothes and women's clothes. We got some stuff.
But they was naked in the garden though.
Yeah, they were.
Adam and Eve. We gonna put some clothes on all the Adams and all the
after they send. So we clean the garden.
Come here so we can clothe you.
Like you said.
But no, we got some really, really nice.
So they cleaned up the garden.
We got it's
a, that's a whole nother.
Yeah. No, I'm saying they cleaned it up.
Yeah, it's a specialty piece boutique. So come get your piece.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All
ages, all sizes. Yeah.
Not all ages. This all is sizes. Adults.
Yes.
Yeah. Size inclusive.
And it's mature clothing. Mature clothing.
Okay.
Like Victoria's Secret.
Undercat clothing?
No, it's like business attire, but I'm also going to have a drink.
Mm.
But I also might have got date night. So it's like.
It's like business.
So you meant mature as in like.
Yeah.
Like not Thundercat mature.
Like, no, not like.
See, I got you.
Not like freedom dress, but more like.
Yeah, like if you want to go to a mall party.
Yes.
All purpose
clothing.
We got some fire. I'm telling you, we got some fire.
Okay. So that open, you said when?
June 24th.
Where is it
going to be? It's on Airport and Reynolds. Okay. You know where Wendy's is on Airport and Reynolds? We're right next door.
Okay.
So they just took the sign out. We wait on them to put ours up.
Yeah.
So yeah,
in the isn't that little parking lot right there?
Yep. It used to be a cell phone store.
Yeah.
So I just want to say a big shout out to my son Dante he's graduating this Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you know this kid, you will know why I'm so proud.
I feel you.
Yeah. Like yes.
For sure. Yeah. So,
you'll be all tears of joy.
I've been to so many graduations this week and next week coming up. It's just,
I'm excited about graduation season, but I'm ready to wrap it up too.
I need some graduation parties because I need the food.
Yeah. Graduation food is pretty good.
It's almost like baby shower.
Baby shower food. Almost. And repass food is good too.
Yeah,
repass might be the best.
Yeah, exactly. Repass.
I don't know that over baby. Well, I guess repass.
Yes, repass.
It
better be the best.
Yeah,
more. You're honoring someone's life. like they live. The baby doesn't know.
The baby doesn't know that you like baby shower meatballs.
They don't know. Those meatballs at the repass better be good.
They better be good. Yeah, they've been marinating for a while.
Like how good your repass food is probably is how much people liked you in real life.
That's true. That's very true. Mm. Yeah.
Dang, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's a word. Yeah.
Man, look at us. We going to church on a Friday.
We are.
That's what's up. I want to say shout out to everybody who watches the show, listens to the show. So our episode that we did, what was that, 2 weeks ago? No.
With did you get one?
No. With DeVinay and Akira. That had over 1,200 views in 24 hours. Which was insane.
Nice.
So shout out to
love comedy and weed.
It's a great combination.
I'm about to say
that burning bush.
Yeah.
Yes.
The burning bush that you think wasn't actually.
Well, this was a different burning bush.
I think it was the same.
Who knows? I mean, Jesus probably smoked a lot too. I don't know.
He probably did.
Oh, okay.
They had a lot of medicinal things.
That's how he was healing people. Huh?
He might have been. He said
this. That's a great debate for y'all too. Y'all should debate that like a lot.
We should.
I would.
We should. But yeah, shout out to everybody who watched, who watches the show, listens to the show, whether you listen on Apple, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Radio, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you watch us. We appreciate y'all because without you guys, we would not be here 4 years later, going on 5 years this year, which is insane. And we're 60 episodes in, man. So a lot of podcasts don't last past 5, 10. Yeah. And so, you know, the fact that we're still here and people still tap in and tune in to us because we are consistent, we appreciate y'all for supporting us. It means a lot.
And I think over this season, because it's our season finale, shout out, we said to a servant's heart and TNT transportation for the whole season.
Yeah.
But also shout out to some of our sponsors like City Hall, Dreams.
Yeah, shout out to City
Hall. Shout out to Rita Armour, real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ray,
shout out to y'all.
First of all, she's got my skin just glowing.
Man, my skin is
like hot. I went back and rebought this stuff and I was like, this is amazing. My skin has never looked this good.
Yeah.
So shout out to her.
Shout out to Ray. Yeah. But shout out to everybody who tapped in and tuned in with us tonight for the season finale. We'll have some summer exclusives throughout the summer, but y'all know we take our little break and we'll be back September. But we're always gonna be in the community. We're gonna be at Gospel and Green. We got I forgot about that. Yes, we're having
It's an as.
We're having a big ass game day over at Lenny's on Airport and Reynolds, July 5th. We're gonna be having food trucks.
What game is that?
Huh?
It's a special game?
No. So
it's just games.
It's just, like, but it's like life-size games. Yeah.
I thought it was like a football game.
No.
Like
drinks,
no.
Okay.
Lenny's on airport, right?
Airport and Reynolds.
Airport and Reynolds, yeah. So we'll have all the little big life-size games you guys can play, Uno and Jenga and nice. Connect Four and all that stuff, yeah. Whatever. Food trucks.
I've been at Lenny since I worked at NOBC.
Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't been to Lenny since yesterday.
Yesterday. But you're going to try.
I'll try.
You can go to Garden of Eden right on Airport Reynolds, go shopping, get you a nice outfit, and then come out to Lenny's and play some big-ass games.
Big-ass games, big-ass drinks, with
network,
big-ass food for your big-ass back. Yeah.
Hey,
for your big ass in
that. Hey, that's all I'm saying.
It's gonna be a time, and I know that we are going to be coming back after September. But September 27th, come to Shrimp and Grits. We are partying with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Proceeds, a portion of the proceeds, will go to the homeless here in the city. 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, all hip hop, Southern R&B, and as a space tournament. And you can win half of the pot with you and your partner.
Come oh, word.
I gotta find a space partner.
You have to find a space partner.
Yeah,
but you win half of the pot.
Yeah. Right. Now, is this like a dress up event? Yeah. You said 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I know
we
my dressing so, like.
We're dressing up.
Back in the day.
We're dressing up, but when you walk in, you hear, and then what? That's what you're hearing when you.
So I should wear nice clothes, not like my hoops and my like.
No, you got to get your clothes from Garden of Eden. Then you got to go to the
Shrimp and Grits. University of Toledo's homecoming September.
And Garden of Eden, we're going to.
Wait a minute, you have it on the same day as homecoming?
That's the night.
What is?
Wait, where is Shrimp and Grits?
It will be down at the Summit. Toledo.
Well, that's
Toledo
not a place. Summit. I thought you were telling me to go to this place called Shrimp and Grits.
The party is called
Shrimp and Grits.
Okay. And it will be after UT's homecoming. So 7 to 11 p.m. if you're looking for something to do.
Wait a minute. Now, I'm supposed to go to this tailgate and then you want me to come to Shrimp and Grits?
Absolutely.
Wait, I got to put it on my calendar. We don't know that.
You hear me? You see, I got these braids. I'm a grandpa.
That's fine. We're going to bring you back to your college days. We're bringing you back to your college days.
Nah,
that's what we're doing.
Nah.
Feel you.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
I'm a nap person.
I got this.
I need one nap a day.
I'm free.
Well,
day.
Guess what? We are a team, so we'll go to the day party at the
home. I'm going to all of it,
and then you can go to the Shrimp and Grits,
and then you can go to Shrimp and Grits.
I'm going to all of it.
No, because
absolutely.
If I'm there drinking, I'm going to eat all your Shrimp and Grits.
I'm gonna get a nap. I'm not eating because I will die, but I will be there.
Oh yeah, and you will be able to get Shrimp and Grits there as well.
Can I get other? Will have anything else?
What would you like?
I can't eat shrimp or I'll die.
I'm just gonna bring the food from the tailgate.
Yes,
I will bring it to go.
As long as you know, I'll care what food you bring.
I'll be there.
We'll be right at the truck before you go to the
shrimp. I got some ice water for you, and then.
And actually, my daughter has a tailgate.
No, I don't do ice water.
Yeah,
no,
I'll do it. You promised me 2 years ago.
I did it one time, and that's why I don't do it again.
You promised me 2 years ago I was gonna get some ice water. I did. I'm still waiting.
I'm gonna give you some ice water, and then we're gonna.
Can we try it before the tailgate,
because
I don't know how that's
gonna happen.
Let's do it there.
You gotta do it while you're drinking.
Yeah.
So I keep trying to get the cup.
Yeah. What you confused about?
It's a special drink from his fraternity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On his episode last season that he was on, he told us all about this ice water at this tailgate.
Yeah,
he promised me that I never.
I don't remember getting home night. After I had the ice water.
You got a good night. It's gonna be an epic night.
And what the thing was, it wasn't at night. It was like 5:30 in the afternoon when I woke up.
So you can take a nap. What we saying?
No, I'm saying when I had the ice water.
Oh, so he's gonna know.
Last time I woke up, I was like, oh man.
So no ice water for you.
Nah, man.
Just I'm going to have to call drinks. ENT transportation to hook this up.
There you go.
We definitely.
I don't know. I'm getting
there you go. We're going to order the black coffee.
Yeah. If I think ice water is what I think it is, it's clear.
It is clear.
It is a clear beverage.
No.
It is a clear beverage.
Is there tequila in it? You don't have to tell me that.
They can't tell you. All right.
Tell me. Will I be going to federal prison after that night?
Not if you drink responsibly.
Okay. Because there's one liquor that could do that. I don't know.
I had asked specifically, was it marijuana in it? And he just started laughing. So that's what it tastes like.
The burning bush that's in the drink.
There was a burning bush definitely in there.
Okay.
So,
Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And I'm CS Staffs.
And you officially tapped it. Wait. So you wasn't going to do the thing?
No, I wasn't going to do it.
He wasn't feeling the hostess. Oh. Apparently, he's not the hostess.
He's not the hostess. All right. He then came back from vacation, and now he's whatever.
I did it for the intro. All right.
All right. I'm Big T.
And I'm Sarah
Nay.
I'm Missy.
And I'm CS now.
And you officially just tapped in and tuned in to The Hottest Podcast that brings you ladies and music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, have a good evening, y'all, and we'll see y'all next time.
Peace. Yeah.